Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay, gang, we're zooming down that Command Performance runway and taking off for all APO and FPO numbers with a load of your favorite stars to answer those letters you send to Command Performance Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, so many stars have come out on the GI horizon that they'll flash by like runaway comets. We've got so much on your big show that it's going to be a case of here she comes, there she goes, wasn't she swell? And here's your chief star catcher for tonight, the sidekick of the AEF and your master of ceremonies, Bob Hope.
Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you. Thank you. This is Bob Command Performance Hope, telling you guys that this war is putting some real meaning into the alphabet. We put the U into unity, the V into victory, and we're not going to quit till we kick the L out of Berlin. Yes, sir, I just got back from a tour of the army camps, and my doctor told me I needed a little relaxation. He said, why don't you go out and do a little hunting, Hope? I said, doctor, I've been hunting for years. He said, this time I mean for animals. So I went up to the North Woods, and believe me, it was pretty rugged, tramping through the hills, wading streams, chopping through underbrush. No kidding, the first day I was stiff and more joints than my uncle on payday. I went hunting up there. I went hunting with some soldiers up there. Naturally, I got the biggest bag out of the whole bunch. We all went out on dates that night, and the same thing happened. And you know how... I didn't need that last line, did I? And you know how a lot of people go hunting just to save brown points? Well, I was hunting yesterday, and a deer sneaked up behind me and stole my ration book. It's a picture joke. I'll save it for television. First time a deer ever laid an egg. How about that? But it's wonderful hunting. New fad. Everybody in Hollywood was up there. Lana Turner and Betty Grable were hunting fox, and Gypsy Rose Lee was there. She was hunting bear. And and she got one. That's for Will Hayes. I threw that in there. Let us know. The next morning, I asked Gypsy if I could go hunting with her, and she said, gee, string along. And the hunting equipment they got up there, big steel traps with sharp teeth. Betty Hutton was there. She set a trap and caught a wolf. Almost cut my leg off. And it was real. And it was real hunting country. In one place, there were bear tracks going in one direction and footprints in the opposite direction. Mine. And Vera Vague was around. She walked into a cave and came face to face with a bear. It was pretty horrible for both of them. But I bought a wonderful rifle, and I was pretty good, too. The very first day, I shot an elk. The second day, I got two masons. My brother and I are both good hunters, my brother and I. What a marksman I am. As soon as I sighted a duck, I just raised the gun, aimed, and fired. Then my dog ran out and retrieved my brother. I won't say I'm a bad shot. I wish he could retrieve that joke, that little kid. I won't say I'm a bad shot, but there was one duck out there. Every time I fired at it, it just laughed at me and started waving Maggie's drawers. The next day I got a skunk. You know, a skunk, that's a rabbit that has trouble getting his laundry done. And it was very dangerous up there in the woods, bullets flying all over the place. Basil Rathbone almost got hit. Charles Boyer almost got nicked, and W.C. Fields was there. He was half shot. But that hunting is really tough on your feet. After the first 6 miles, my big toe said to my little toe, we better separate. People will say we're in love. I guess I should have sang it, huh? Yes, sir, it was a wonderful trip, and I got back just in time to see the USC-Cal football game. All the important people in town were there, so I had to go, too. During the game, I got a black eye. Somebody stuck his finger through the knot hole. Yeah. But I finally got in. I had a wonderful seat. I sat right on the 40-yard line. I still got the chalk marks on my pants to prove it. But the thing I like about football is it is such an easy game, and anyone can play it. All you have to do is keep your backfield in motion. May I have your autograph? But, gang, we got to keep rolling tonight, so here's a musical command performance for one of your and one of your favorite warblers, Jimmy Cash. Jimmy?
The game of gossip, this game I know, dreams are moral, the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that important technicality, we could make believe I love you. Couldn't I, couldn't we make this our blending in a phantom kiss? We might as well make believe I love you.
Jimmy Cash and the 370th Band of the San Bernardino Air Service Command. Well, fellas, last year on command performance, Carol Landis made the shortest appearance in the history of radio. A sailor at Pearl Harbor asked Carol to sigh. That's all, brother, just sigh. And tonight is the anniversary of that sigh that went around the world. Fellas, Carol Landis. Gentlemen of the AEF, may we have absolute silence at Allied battle stations all over the earth. We will now relive one of the great moments on command performance. For the armed forces of the United Nations, Carol Landis will again...
Grandmother, what big eyes you have.
The better to see you with, my dear.
And what big ears you have.
The better to hear you with, my dear.
And what a big nose you have.
The better to hear you with, my dear.
I said nose.
It's also wired for sound, but don't tell Crosby.
Oh, Bob, you know, I haven't seen you since you got back from overseas.
Well, how do you think I look?
Oh, fine, but from where I'm standing, it looks as though you don't listen to your government.
What do you mean?
Well, you're supposed to turn in waste fat, not wear it.
Carol Landis, haven't you heard? I've lost several pounds.
Well, if you're still looking for it, Bob, it's under your belt.
Oh, oh, that's the better to see you with.
See?
Yeah, bay window. But, Carol... But, Carol, you lost weight on your overseas trip yourself.
Oh, I lost a little here and there.
I see the distribution stayed the same. But, Carol, let's take care of that request for you and me to sing Pistol Pack and Mama.
Okay, Bob. Go ahead.
I'm a gentleman. You go first, Carol.
Oh, listen to the story of a Steno's boy named Hope. The girls all scream when he walks by. They scream, get going, dope.
Whoa, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret, a feeling good as heck. When Carol came in, I switched to gin and put it on her check.
Well, lay that nickel down, Hope. Lay that nickel down. Penny, Pitch, and Papa, lay that nickel down. Pappy made a batch of corn that a Hollywood mogul seen.
Yeah.
But Pappy, it seems, was Hope in jeans. Now the corn is on the screen.
Oh, lay that pistol down, baby.
Yeah,
lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, Mama. Lay that pistol down.
Over in North Africa, Miss Landis wore a sweater. Some boys were sad or just felt bad, but now they're all much better.
Well, lay that pistol down, boy. Lay that pistol down. A pistol a pack and a mama. Lay that pistol down.
Oh, she's really a girl. She brings it with her, doesn't she?
Thank you, Carol. Next, we have something for Little Byron and the 62nd Seabees for Myron George and Battery B at 980, William S. Hart and the Knob ADAC 3, Corporal Johnny Keller and the Royal Signals of the India Command, Dog Pop Nick Frenchie and Bull Moose and Dynamite Elmer, King of the Gyps at Navy 1925, and thanks to the radio section of 851 who voted Command Performance tops of all radio shows. Even bigger than their old KP Follies. One of the greatest piano teams in the world playing Brasileira by Milo. Fellas, a Command Performance for Vronsky and Babin.
Vronsky and Babin. Gang, hundreds of you ask Command Performance what's happened to that old battle axe, Aunt Addie. Aunt Addie's an old-time character played as an occasional hobby by Cliff Arquette, a lad who's been shooting well under par in big-time radio ever since vaudeville let him go. Anyway, Aunt Addie's here tonight with her bird's nest bonnet, lace shawl, long black dress, high-button shoes, and jokes to match. Step right up, gentlemen, that sensational act presenting Cliff Arquette as Aunt Addie.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, Aunt Addie, what's new?
Pastor Mr. Hope, but Grandma just got her hair bobbed, and you know she doesn't look like an old lady anymore.
Well, what does she look like now?
She looks like an old man.
Well, tell me, Aunt Addie, what have you been doing for excitement?
Oh, I've been dancing in one of those jitterbug contests.
You don't mean you're chasing around with men and going to dances?
Well, what's wrong with me?
You look like you're wearing Crosby's old clothes there. You're a little too old, Addie. Why, any man could make a fool out of you in 10 minutes.
But boy, oh boy, those 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Say, that was a real wing banger, wasn't it, Mr.
Yes,
Holt?
That was the joke of tomorrow, but not of today. But Addie, how's your mother?
Oh, Mother got a new washing machine, but she don't like it. It just makes her awful tired.
Why, it's an all-electric washer. What makes her tired?
Well, when she takes a bath, it makes her tired jumping over them paddles all the time.
Well, why doesn't she try sitting way down in the bottom of it?
Well, she tried that, but keeps knocking her hat off.
And your father, how is he, Aunt Addie?
My father? Well, I want to tell you, I went home last night, Father was laying on the porch. He was D-R-U-N-K.
Your father was D-R-U-N-K?
Yes, but I was glad he was D-R-U-N-K.
Why?
For a minute, I thought he was D-E-A-D.
Oh, it's thick around here tonight. So high it tickles tonight.
You know about my father? Funny thing, Mr. Hope. Father sent his toupee down to the barber to have it trimmed.
Well, why didn't your father take his toupee down to the barber himself?
Well, gee whiz, he doesn't want the barber to know he's bald. Well, I gotta get in my car and go pick up Father right now.
Well, don't tell me you're still driving that old jalopy.
Oh, yes, the most horrible thing happened on my way down here.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was racing along Sunset Boulevard, just come along lickety-split. Fella steps off the curb and I run smack dab over him before I started to see what I was doing.
Well, Addie, what did you do?
Well, I turned around and I hollered, "Hey, you, look out."
Well, what did the man do?
Raised up his head and he said, "What's the matter? You coming back?"
Thank you, Cliff Arquette. Take the net down and go home. Thank you. Next, we salute Sarge, Willie Fay and the Ordnance Boys in Hut 5-1 at 860, Bob Swerk and the 958 Mob, Clive Soppet in Egypt, PFC Floyd Daly and the 847 Brethren, the 4th Marine Raiders, Terry and Lou and the Aussies on New Guinea, and to each and one of you everywhere fighting for your family and the family of the United Nations, we send Slavonic Dance by Dvorak, accompanied to the piano by Andor Foldis. Command Performance proudly presents one of the world's distinguished violinists, Joseph Zaghetti. Thank you, Joseph Seghetti. A call here to Corporal Bob Simons in the 696 Air Service Command. Bob, that was a swell letter you sent in. Hello from Carol Landis to Lefty Kitely and the Battery A Gang of 956. Howdy to Johnny, Ronnie, Bill, and Rowdy in the South African Air Forces. And Tom Brewbreaker in Australia. How's it with you, boy? But it's crowded tonight, men, so we'll answer more of the mail next week. Here's the gal you've all been waiting for. The gal who helped us introduce Thanks for the Memory. Back again on Command Performance, it's Shirley Ross.
Hi, fellas, and hello, Bob.
Hello, Shirley.
Well, what'll we talk about tonight? Your new picture, Let's Face It, or something the people might want to hear about?
Were you from MGM? That's what I like about you, Shirley. You're so fresh, so alive.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I think you're alive and fresh, too.
That's funny. That line didn't look like that on paper. What is it? You know, Shirley, it's wonderful seeing you again. It brings back memories of all those pictures we made together, remember?
Oh, I sure do, Bob. And before we go any further, I want to go on record as saying that although I've made pictures with a lot of stars, I think you're the greatest lover of them all.
Oh. Oh. Well, personally, I wouldn't say that.
Well, personally, neither would I, but it's here in the script.
My brother wrote that line. I never should have let him out of the attic.
Bob, look.
Get back in there with Skelton. Where are we?
What do you say, Bob?
All right, go ahead. Let's not linger too long over the eggs, huh?
What do you say, Bob? Let's talk about something more romantic.
That's my racket, romance. Hit me, tap me, romantic. That's me. Standing by with my uke in a canoe. Go, boy.
Well, look, haven't you noticed those big fall moons and soldiers with their girls on their arms? Mm. There's no doubt about it. Love is sweeping the country.
I know. I got brushed off twice last night.
Well, you should be accustomed to that, Bob. After all, look at your record.
What do you mean, my record?
Well, I made a picture with you, and I got married. Madeline Carroll made a picture with you, and she got married. And then Dorothy L'Amour made a picture with you, and she got married.
Yeah, what am I, a preliminary boy?
I think we'd better talk about music, Bob. And fellas, besides sending you love from home, here's that swell old tune that's taken on a new lease on life. Put your arms around me, honey.
Nighttime, I'm a-fallin', everything is still, and the moon, I'm shining from above. Cupid, I'm a-callin', every Jack and Jill, it's just about the time for making love. Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just idolize? Gee, when they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you. La da 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 da. Oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Shirley Ross. Well, fellas, this is Bob Hope speaking from the USA and passing on a little recipe that we whipped up. You know, we take those letters of yours and put them into a big pot, stir in your favorite entertainers, sprinkle with as many of your names as time permits, and then we cook the whole mess over a hot microphone. And speaking of cooking, we'll be cooking up Command Performance for you each week and every week till the Axis Goose is cooked. So long, gang.
And this is Ken Carpenter saying thanks from over here to all of you over there and stating that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.